Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 30th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate posted an editorial on the presentation of certificates to students on the completion of courses in needlecraft and domestic science at the Mount Tabor St. John branch of the Evening Institute. The Evening Institute, which was first opened in 1948, aimed to bring together qualified individuals who wanted to and were willing to be of service to their community. The Institute provided a means for people to become involved in areas of study that were not sought after and aimed not only to conform to orthodox methods of education. With certificates being awarded in needlecraft and domestic science, it showed that the Institute viewed education in its broadest sense and encouraged persons to obtain practical knowledge and proficiency in areas of social and economic worth while not overlooking the value of scholastic achievements. The editorial noted that with the expansion of the unconventional courses of study came an expansion outside of Bridgetown, which had other educational institutions such as the Girls Industrial Union and the Domestic Science Center. This satisfactory change indicated that it understood that the future of Barbados and its progress would not only be found in the city. By moving outside of its Bridgetown location, the Institute brought with it opportunities within the reach of those living in rural areas who needed it. Mount Tabor's success showed evidence that they were taking full advantage of said opportunities. Within the weeks following the certificate ceremony in Mount Tabor, the Bridgetown branch added to its catalogue classes for clerks with the intention of expanding as the demand may require. With so many young people having to enter the workforce at an early age, the opportunities provided by the Evening Institute created the means to obtain a richer and fuller life for themselves and their communities. The editorial concluded by encouraging its readers to congratulate the Institute as it had succeeded in its goal of intellectual leavening, on which the people of the island could continue to improve their social, cultural, and educational standards.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.